the head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Steve Hamilton, joins us now. Steve, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you got to feel like you have a lot of experience in this. Your organization went through this once in 2009. I know that none of the players were a part of that, but it is something that doesn't happen very often, and I'm sure your team's got to be jazzed up for the opportunity to extend their season.
Well, I think it's kind of appropriate in the spirit of March Madness. Why not?
Yeah. Now, what do you like the play-in game better than just picking a team, based on regular season? If you were the commissioner, what would you do?
Well, if you went by wins and losses, if you went strictly by wins as a criteria, we'd be out. So I'm a big fan because that's the everybody knows the circumstances that gets you to 73, and you could see at the end of the year the race was tight, and we end up with an opportunity here, and that's really how we're viewing it, is an opportunity to keep playing. And there's a handful of teams in our league that have gone home, had exit meetings, their season's done, and we're still alive and well, and the intent is to keep going forward.
Steve, 10 games ago, people were like, oh, yeah, the Oil Kings are fairly safe in a playoff spot. You kind of limped down the stretch, 2-8. Well, Medicine Hat got red hot and went 7-3. And I know Mark Mageau's talked about that one game at Rexall where you're leading 4-3 with 90 seconds to go and then gave up two goals and don't even get a single point in that one. And I know the past has nothing to do with tonight's game, but what has your team not been doing in the last 10 games? And I'm sure you've been on teams that have been red hot going to the playoffs and that doesn't guarantee wins, and being on teams that have limped in and then suddenly they get hot. How can everything change tonight for maybe what wasn't going well the last 10 games?
Well, when we looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, Randy and I, sat down and looked it over, and coming home, we knew the quality of opponent we'd be facing in those final 10 games. You got double Red Deer, double Calgary, Lethbridge. Like, the way it shaped up, we knew it was going to be a grind coming in down the home stretch. And to Medicine Hat's credit, they got some traction in their game, and we find ourselves here. But we haven't had the kind of success that we would have liked against Med Hat in the regular season. But really, at this point, it is do or die, and it's an opportunity for us and to kind of, I guess, move past the. Some of those opportunities that we might have left on the table earlier in the year. But, Randy and I talked, and even in the years, we had three consecutive years of 50 wins, and we still look back at the year and think, man, we probably left a little meat on the bone here or there. And, every team does it, and really we're not dwelling on that, because there was opportunities to be had on both sides, Med Hat and us included. And we find ourselves here with a fresh opportunity, and I think we've kind of turned the page on the regular season, so to speak. I mean, this is the playoffs, and we've really taken a positive approach with our guys. This is an opportunity, and you have to seize it. And probably the best way to say it, Jason, is there's 59 teams that are going to find out at the end of the year, 59 teams in the CHL that are going to find out that their best wasn't good enough. And there's only one team that gets an opportunity to win their last game, and we just want to continue to give ourselves that opportunity and continue to find a way to push forward. The most obvious opportunity is tonight. We can't really look beyond that, but a big win tonight in a tough atmosphere on the road, it can really springboard us forward.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Oil Kings, in action tonight against the Medicine Hat Tigers right here on TSN 1260. Corey Graham with a call at 6:45. It is the playoffs. Things are different now, Steve. What did the tie like? It's funny how some teams have another team's number. Like, you guys have played Brandon tougher than maybe most teams in the entire league. Yet Medicine Hat, a team that's much below them in the standings, you haven't been able to win a game. You haven't been blown out by any stretch, but you haven't been able to win. When you look back on those films, I'm sure you've looked at some of them. What were the Tigers doing that you guys, your team, just couldn't respond and find ways to defeat?
Yeah, you look back at those games, and I've looked at all of them. you look back, and we had late leads in a number of those games. Three or four of those games were tight coming down the stretch. The most obvious is the last one we played in early March. 90 seconds left in the game, we're up a goal, and we don't get a point out of that. And they're a very opportunistic club. And if there's one thing that they've done well against us is they've scored off the rush. And that's something that, you know, we've prided ourselves on not being a team that gets beat that way. And for whatever reason, I think it's a little time and space. They've got some crafty guys, a little too much time and space and gap. You know, they've been able to find some pockets off the rush and make some plays. And quite honestly, I felt good about our game against Med Hat. You know, a number of times I've left the building where we've outshot them kind of 45 or 50 to 25 kind of thing. We walk out and nothing to show for it. But a couple of subtle tweaks. We certainly have a game plan going into tonight. You know, a lot of that stuff, tonight's game is based on emotion. There's going to be a lot of adrenaline. I think discipline is going to be a huge part. Medicine Hat's got an excellent power play. We've got to find a way to limit those opportunities. And quite honestly, I don't think anyone here in Med Hat cares how we play tonight. So we're going to grind it out, do what we need to do. And, you know, that's, you know, one of those things. It's a bit of an anomaly, you know, how well we've done against some of the top teams. We've had our struggles against Med Hat, but a lot of that can be overlooked with a solid effort tonight.
Well, Steve, I think you could look at that, and I'm sure as a coach, you always look at the positive side of it. It's like our team, when we've played against the top teams, felt like, man, we got to elevate our game not to get embarrassed. Well, tonight, you've got win, move on, lose, and you go home. There's no more pressure cooker than you faced, and you have a lot of some guys in your teams that have some playoff experience. Do you feel that, you know, Brett Pollock and those type of guys, they can, you know, dive into that past on knowing how to elevate in tonight's game and maybe be the leaders for your group tonight?
Well, we need them to be, and there's no question those guys are the driving force of our team. I love the play of our young guys this year. I love their growth. But this league is a 19 and 20-year-olds league. I mean, those are the guys that typically have the greatest impact on the game. And we do have a lot of experience. We've seen some our fair share of adversity down the road. 2014, you know, 2013, 2012, you look back, all of those years were the highs and lows to get to where we got to. And you have to be able to just chalk up experience as being something that you can call upon. You know, you've got it in you. You know, I look at some of our guys, Brandon Baddock, Luke Bertolucci. I mean, those guys were pretty pivotal players for us and played some tough minutes for us in the Memorial Cup. And I think that's all just confidence. You know that you've been down a tough path before. You've stayed through it. You know, you've come out the other side with a positive result. And, you know, I trust those guys. I believe in them. I think that they drive our team. And there's no question those guys want to keep playing. You know, you look at our 20-year-old guys, and they don't want their career to end tonight. Nobody does. They want to keep going. And a lot of our younger guys recognize that and are playing hard to kind of support that opportunity to move forward.
Well, Steve, I know many people will be listening or watching online tonight. Oil Kings taking on the Medicine Hat Tigers. Best of luck. I'm assuming you've packed a few extra suits because you win and you'll be going directly to Brandon.
Absolutely. Pack heavy, and that's the plan.
All right, Steve, good luck.
Thanks very much, Jason.